Prop 65 is about reusable bags, namely the paper bags and thick plastic bags that grocery stores and other stores sell to you and me. It would direct the profits from selling those bags to a new environmental protection and enhancement fund. So when you buy one of those bags, some of your money will go to wildlife conservation, drought mitigation, and beach cleanup. On the surface, that's pretty straightforward. However, there is a caveat. The proposition can only go into effect if there is a statewide ban on flimsier carryout bags. There's a proposition for that too, Prop 67, which would ban the sale of single-use plastic bags in grocery stores and places like that. There's something else too. Prop 65 channels money into the environment. Prop 67 puts money back into the stores or education funds. So who's funding these bag measures? It's pretty much one group, the American Progressive Bag Alliance. That's made up of plastic bag makers, and they're paying millions of dollars to oppose Prop 67 and keep plastic bags in stores. No surprise there. So I'll admit this is all kind of confusing, but here's what you need to know. If Prop 67 passes, then the sale of single-use plastic bags will be banned in California, period. However, if both propositions pass, then the one with more votes will determine where the profits from selling sturdier carryout bags goes. If Prop 65 has more votes, then the revenue will go to the environmental fund. If Prop 67 gets more votes, the money can be used for education or go back to the stores.